Brock and Hunter.
Brock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock, Hunter.
Yo, what's up, B.A.S.?
Yeah. Ace. It's 6:36. Let's get right to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Yeah. Corey Taylor will do a pay-per-view streaming concert for the Forum in Inglewood, California to get the big news up for his new album. The show, billed as Forum or Against Him, will feature full arena production and have Taylor and his solo band play cuts from CMFT, which is out on October 2nd, plus tracks from the Slipknot and Stone Sour catalogs and a handful of covers. There's also a guest performance from the rock and roll girl gang dance squad, the Cherry Bombs. There you go. So we got hot chicks and rock music. You can't beat that, man. This album couldn't have come at a better time because Taylor's departure from his Las Vegas home is necessary, and he's not very happy with how his city has been handling the pandemic. He told the Let There Be Talk podcast, quote, "It burned up again because our mayor is an idiot, and there's still a bunch of idiots with no masks on in the casinos. And actually, the people who were out there, tourists or visitors or whatever, were giving crap to people who were wearing masks. That's enough for me to just go, you know what, man, screw it." So not very happy with his time in Vegas. The concert also streams on October 2nd. Fans can buy tickets now at Corey's website. So if you're looking for a way to rock out with Corey Taylor and hear some Slipknot and Stone Sour and all that good stuff, he's got it for you. So
yeah, here's an easy answer, too, about the mask thing. Just respect everybody else's opinion.
Yeah.
And just shut up.
Yeah.
Just shut up.
Yeah. Yeah.
We get it. You have a strong opinion on one side. You have a strong opinion on the other. Just shut up.
We live by that mantra here in on the Plan B Morning Show. Just shut up.
Shut up. Just shut up.
There you go.
Nice. It's perfect.
Yeah. Anyway, that's
what was our opinion again about the mask?
Shut up. Just shut up.
There you go.
Perfect. Perfect. All right, that's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1925, B.B. King, born Riley King, was born in Itabena, Mississippi. Now, you may say, Brock, this is rock history. Was it B.B. King is always going to be mentioned in rock history, and anybody in the blues, because so much of rock and roll is rooted in the blues. You would not have AC/DC. You wouldn't have Elvis Presley. You wouldn't have a lot of Buddy Holly, the Stones, if it wasn't for the blues and trailblazers like B.B. King. So keep that in mind if you're ever questioning me and my rock history.
Yeah. Where was he born again? What's that word?
In Itabena, Mississippi?
Itabena. What's that one word you say all that? Itabena bits a boy or something? What do you say?
Oh, Bob, we oughta maybe eats a boy.
What?
Collect call back when they had commercials to use 1-800-COLLECT. I don't know if anybody remembers those. But what we always used to do, like we would, we'd dial 1-800-COLLECT, and they would say, collect call from, and then you'd say your name. But like in order, so you didn't have to spend the money, you would just do a collect call from, pick me up from school, and you do it real quick. But that was that whole collect call commercial where it was like, it's Bob, we oughta baby eat some boy. And then the dad picks up, and he listens to it, and then he puts the phone down, and the mom goes, who was that? It was Bob. They had a baby. It was a boy. Crack me up every time, man. It's anyway, funny. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.